No greater challenge than those that confront Aboriginal communities. It's a challenge of enormous consequence, but not just for those of Aboriginal descent. It is also a challenge for the country as a whole. We must break the cycle of poverty, dignity, and injustice in which so many Aboriginal Canadians live. We must make real improvements in their lives and living conditions. And all of this must lead to economic self-sufficiency. Rishu Tapinan was a Nijit Wadan, Khan Zoro Batan, Dawar Mishan Tea, Tea, the original. So now the Kadisha Tapinan, Sara Puruan, Upu, which stops the economic zone for Kenya. No longer will we in Ottawa develop policies for it and discuss it with you later. This principle of collaboration is the cornerstone of our new partnership. C'est pour cela que nous créons le Centre d'indépendance du gouvernement des Premières Nations. Cet organisme soutiendra l'application des meilleures pratiques liées au renforcement de l'intégrité et de la transparence, tout en développant les principes de l'autonomie gouvernementale. A clear goal, political will for change and a concrete plan, we will succeed. So let's get started. Thank you.
Action. Our population is young, more than half our people are under the age of 25. This is an opportunity for Canada. They are the workforce of tomorrow, the business people, the artists, our leaders and bankers, and yes, the future Prime Minister. It does not serve us well to throw piecemeal policies at an uncoordinated system. We challenge Canada to work with us on a coordinated and comprehensive approach aimed at getting results.
Inuit communities are not isolated. Industrialized pollution from all parts of the globe are carried by plankton, ocean currents to the polar regions, and they find their way into the food chain and onto our dinner table. These contaminants pose a real threat, particularly to the health of women and children.
No one in the federal government, not even the federal minister officer, has a mandate to negotiate with us. The Métis Nation is the only Aboriginal people that is still largely a Latinx people within our own country. A priority within these negotiations will be to address the Canadian state sanctions injustice against Louis Riel. This stain on Canadian history must finally be dealt with.
You're not looking for a quick fix for a quick pardon. You're looking for the truth to come out. And I wonder if you could elaborate on that, what exactly it is that you're looking for.
The decisions that are made at our level, senior level, are sometimes not transferred back into the national office.
We're interested in a plan that compels both the government and ourselves to act.
How much resistance do you run into from, I don't care, the AFN, the Métis National Council, the Inuit? How much resistance do you as a women's organization run into?
I only heard on one occasion a leader of a national group verbalize that resistance. So I don't think it's that kind of resistance we're talking about. We're more talking about being marginalized in terms of not having our issues on the table.
One of the problems, and it's happening as I go around the various groups, having sat in the various groups, is that if this gets bogged down in political rivalries between organizations, we're not going to get anywhere. And you can actually see it being manifested here a little bit this morning. I'm not trying to be naive, but I'm telling you, it is a problem, and we're going to have to figure out, and to be quite honest, you're going to have to figure out how to handle this.
I grew up in both worlds. I'm a mixed blood Treaty Indian. I can sit at the table and the Aboriginal brothers and sisters will speak, and my white brothers and sisters will speak, yet they'll be fighting. And I sit there and they're both saying the same thing. And I just think we need to look at it differently.
This has certainly been much more than the furua. This has been a good day. We're extremely pleased with the opportunity that was afforded us today to engage in real and serious discussions with the government. Thank you, Prime Minister.
I think we have an opportunity today as Canadians to take a step forward that in the years to come other nations are going to look at us and say that indeed we did rise to the challenge and we accomplished, we recognize the opportunities. Je suis vraiment emballé par aujourd'hui. Et je pense que ce qui maintenant est important, c'est qu'on ne perd pas de temps. C'est qu'on met le plan en œuvre et on accomplit nos buts.